Hey everybody, it's Gary, and thank you for coming back. I know it's been just a little bit since we've been able to connect through the podcast, but I have been going strong and things are working out really well. I do want to say I've been very busy because I've been getting back to work. I was out of work for 3 weeks and just got back to work this past week. So it's been great because I'm up moving and really being able to get around and getting the fluids in has been not too much of a challenge because I've really set up a decent system with bringing water to work with me and bringing 64 ounces of water to work with me so I can gauge myself. And when I just see that I haven't really hit the mark, I just need to drink more. So things have been going well. I've just been really, really busy and really, really focused on these transitional times for me. So to catch you up, and to do a really quick recap as I drive home from work. I had my surgery on January 29th. Today is the 26th of February, so I'm just about 1 month post-op from my sleeve surgery. And I do have an appointment coming up on March 8th with my doctor. It's like my 1 month and some change follow-up. So that's coming up next week. But in the meantime, I have gone through, you know, the first week of post-op was all clear liquids. My second week, which I've already talked about this previously in the podcast. So go back to other episodes and like hear about what has happened up to this point. Please, I encourage you to listen because my experience might be able to help you as well. And give you a little bit of insight on my personal experience. So like I said, it's been, it was 1 week following, you know, clear liquids. And then for 2 weeks, my doctor had for me 64 ounces of clear liquids, sugar-free liquids, as well as protein shakes. I incorporated protein shakes into it. So the thicker liquids at that point, still getting a little burps. It's going to happen. I think this is going to be a long-term aftershock, if you will, but I'm all right. So I went through 2 weeks of that, and then I'm into my fifth week, okay? If we're following, that's 3 weeks on fluids, and then week 4 and 5, which we're into week 5 now for me, on soft food. So fish was okayed. Very mashed up, non-chunky chicken salad, tuna salad with light mayonnaise, no chunks, no celery. I could flavor it with like onion powder, garlic, things like that, but nothing that would make my stomach overwork. So that's where I have been. That's twice a day for me. So basically wake up, I'm doing a shake for my breakfast because 4 hours later, it kind of falls into my lunch hour. So I have my soft food item there. Usually it's about, they recommend 1/4 cup, no more than 1/2 cup. I've been really focusing on like 4 ounces to 5 ounces of that soft lean protein in fish or the equivalent in the like chicken salad or tuna salad. So that's what I've found to be successful. By mid-afternoon, so we're talking like around 2:30, 3:30, 4 o'clock, depending on when I was able to get that lunch in at work. I'm having another shake because that's what I am being told to do by my doctor. And then I'm having a sensible dinner that's also on that 4 to 5 ounce, no more than 1/2 cup kind of parameter. So this has all been working out for me. Work keeps me going and keeps me busy and keeps me moving. So I have been very fortunate to continue to drop weight. At this point, I have surpassed like, I can't believe my expectations were not as realistic as it is happening. But post-op 1 month, technically, you know, in a couple days, I'm at about 35 to 36 pounds down. I actually had to go, before going back to work on Monday of last week, I had to bite the bullet and go buy pants, because I actually went from wearing a 50-52 to a 46, which is crazy to me. I can't remember the last time I was wearing a 46. I also went and had holes drilled into my good belts, because I have belts that are almost brand new. I mean, they're like 6 months old and they're holding up really well. So I don't want to buy a new belt yet. Probably when it starts wrapping like 3/4 of the way around my body, or like halfway around, at least to my back, is when I will probably invest in a new belt. But that'll be not too soon, but hopefully it's in the near future. So that's where things are. Currently, I'm at 300 and just about 49 pounds. June of 2018, when I began my journey, I was at my heaviest and I was at 433. So that puts me just over like the 80 pound mark between June 2018 and today, which is the 27th of February 2019. So I'm very happy with the success, both pre-op that I was able to achieve through just watching what I was eating, self-portion control, going through all the doctor's appointments and weighing in through all of those appointments and my nutrition seminars, but then going through the liver shrinking diet 3 weeks prior to surgery. That diet was focused on the high proteins, like lean chicken, turkey, fish, and vegetables, and salad with like 2 tablespoons of dressing if I had a salad, you know, that accompanied my meal. So there's so many things that have attributed to it, but this surgery is not for somebody who wants an instant fix. This is not an instant fix. And just because I've had success so far with the weight loss, there's a lot of mental preparation. There's a lot of physical preparation. It affects your family. It affects your, like, not only your extended family, who, you know, the close family, your parents, your siblings, your relatives that live and breathe, you know, you and are all part of your life. But I'm talking about the ones in your home, your spouse, your partners, even your kids. I don't have kids, but even it would affect your kids too, to prepare for this. And the aftershock of going through liquids and then fluids incorporating into your protein drinks and then having mashed food, it's preparation. This is not a quick fix. It is meant to be a tool. And if you don't know how to use a tool, you could get injured. You really should think about it that way. And that injury could be overfilling your stomach with the wrong foods at the wrong time. So listening to what your particular doctor is telling you to do is so crucially important. For anybody who overindulges and pushes their limit, you'll feel it. With the sleeve, I can tell when I'm hitting capacity before I'm full. And that's when I stop eating. There are times that I have not completed everything on my plate. Not many, because I've been pretty good about portioning it out and really focusing on the numbers when it comes to my portion size. But I don't, like, it happened one time where I said, and I've surpassed what I should have eaten, and it bothered me. It was irritating. It was almost like I was heavy in my chest, and I just, like, there was a, often when I'm getting full, there's a need to like burp, but I almost can't burp. It's almost like the feeling of burping, but it's almost to the point where if I burp, I might get sick or like burp up a little like fluid or whatever, or acid, or I don't know, just because the stomach's at capacity. So you have to be mindful of your tool. We're trained through this process what to do. So when it all said and done, and you're out of the hospital and you're on your own, the homework doesn't stop. You've got to be self-responsible. You've got to be holding yourself accountable. And you're going to feel that effect one time where you ate the wrong thing, or you ate too much of it when you weren't supposed to, and it's going to hurt and you're not going to want to do it again. So be mindful of that. I do not regret having this surgery. Like I said, even with the self weight loss, Like, just the moderation and the change of menu that I gave myself between June and December, and then the pre-op diet for the liver shrinking process in the 3 weeks leading up to it in January of this year. I needed that hard discipline to having this surgery and having that, you know, sleeve conducted in my, you know, my stomach to really bring me back to center. And so I could start over. We as individuals have our wants and dreams and things that we want to be able to accomplish. I want to see a future with my fiance and have a long-lasting life with my family. And I'm one of the few people that I know that is fortunate that is not dealing with diabetes or anything, related to any cardiac issues or blood pressure or, you know, thyroid. I know a few people close to my heart that are dealing with thyroid issues, and it's a pain in the butt for them. I mean, that's putting it lightly. They are out of work for months because trying to regulate a thyroid is insane. I saw this as an opportunity for me to get ahead of anything that could be negatively affecting me in my late 30s, as I get into my 40s, as I get into my 50s, which is like the golden years of like our adulthood. Through the social sites on Facebook, support groups, I've seen people asking, you know, well, am I too old? Am I too young to have a surgery like this? Why do you do a sleeve? Why do you do bypass surgery? Why would I not choose the lap band surgery? You have to do your research. You have to know what's going to work best for you. And what you want to do, you need to follow your heart, because this is a journey. This is not something an instant fix by any means. This is something that is going to be with you, and that you're taking the bull by the horns. And if you make this decision to have a surgery, such as a sleeve surgery or gastric bypass or lap band, any of them, you have to hold yourself accountable. Once you have it, you don't let go of the bull's horns. You got to stick with it. If you don't, you're going to lose control. You're going to have dumping syndrome, which I have not experienced, and I don't plan on experiencing it. But you have to make the decision based on your information that you receive from reliable sources, and that's your doctors. I'm sure, like, my hospital hosted seminars for patients to be potentially pre-op people that just said, you know, I want to learn more about this. What is this all about? Check with your local medical centers and, you know, talk to your primary. Your primary is going to give you that referral. Talk to them. Say, who are the surgeons that you would recommend? Is this right for me? What are your thoughts? Go from there, and then look into any of those seminars that the surgeons might be having. My surgeon was phenomenal. And if you send me a private message via Instagram at TheRealGare, G-A-R-E, or if you want to send me a message through my email address, Gary Edwards, that's GAREEDWARDS @gmail.com. I would be happy to give you some information for my doctor in Maryland, because she was phenomenal. Her bedside manner is phenomenal. She's very warm and caring and knows her stuff. Her colleague, who also does it, who actually, I think it was his practice or his, he kind of led the office or leads the office. His way of doing it is a little bit different than hers. And I'm happy that I went the direction I did with my doctor. So, like I said, shoot me a message if you're curious, because sometimes word of mouth reviews are the best. And I'm very happy with the way things are turning out at this point for me and following my post-op and pre-op. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just take a break. We're going to be right back with more updates. But just stick with me. It's not a long episode, I promise. I will be right back. All right, we are back. See, that wasn't so bad. You stuck with me. If you stuck with me through that commercial break, then you can certainly put more into yourself and stick with a program that's going to work for you, such as this surgery. So I am really looking forward to the next couple weeks. After this week, I will get to start incorporating, I believe it's after this week. Yeah, you start to get in, start incorporating slowly back into my life regular foods. And I'm not going to jump in head first with a ribeye or like a huge burger or anything like that. But there are things that I'm kind of in the mood for. So I'm really looking forward to maybe grilling up something like a lean ground beef of some sort, and making like mini like slider burgers or something without the roll. I'm really not craving or in the mood for bread necessarily, but just the flavor of like some sauteed onions and mushrooms, you know, grilled up or something like that, with a little cheese on a ground burger with some maybe lettuce and some tomato. Maybe make it like a salad out of it with a burger, with the burger meat seasoned up really good, cooked on the grill. Of course, I'm going to use like lean meat. I'm going to go with that like 90-10 mix. But that's what I'm really looking forward to, slowly incorporating regular foods back into my diet. But just, you know, focusing on that portion control. At this point, my body hasn't necessarily, as some people put it, rejected anything. I've been able to, you know, have a little bit of dairy and it hasn't affected me too much. Eggs don't seem to be a problem. I've made a couple bakes the last couple weeks, which have included like egg in them and cheese, as well as Parmesan cheese, some mozzarella cheese. One of them was a ricotta bake. It was almost like a noodleless lasagna. It was absolutely delicious because it was one of the first really like savory things during this soft foods period that I've been able to have. I found that actually some really great recipes for the ricotta bake and a cottage cheese bake, which had spinach in it. So good. I found them on the app, the Berrytastic app. If you go onto the App Store on iTunes, because I'm an Apple user, so that's what I know, look up Berrytastic, and it's an app really for us, for bariatric patients, people that are working on themselves to be the best people that they can be, and help them in giving them a place to document their success and their food intake, their water intake, their weight. There's an amazing little section that after you put in your weight and you've logged your weight, you can see a graph from the starting point that you put in there to current. And it's just really, it's also a great motivator. But I found some really great recipes on there. So I'm looking forward to going through them a little bit more and experimenting with them in the next coming weeks. But I'm really just looking forward to what I have started as kind of a reboot for Gary. It's like Gary 2.0. And I'm really excited. I turn 37 years old this April, and I'm just like, let's do this. Let's live. Live for the moment. Be here now. That's something that one of my best friends said to me back in the day when we first met, and we've been friends for close to almost 20 years. And he said at one time to me, you have to be here now. And that's being in the moment, where you are, what's going on in your life, embracing what is going on right now, where you are right now, and just be there in the moment. Nowadays, it's so much technology, it's so much social media, it's so much news and politics. We're forgetting to enjoy the life that we've been given. And man, this is a reboot for me. Being on social media, I try not to be on there too much. You know, I want to stay connected with my listeners for sure. I want to be able to go through the next coming months and years with different experiences for me to be able to better myself. That's the purpose of this podcast. It just happens that I used the timing of my bariatric surgery to go through this and record it to start the podcast, because this is the benchmark. This is the time where it's a reboot of who I am, and ready to go, and ready to just hold on to the bull's horns and live life. So with that being said, reach out to me. If you have any questions, send me an email. Gary, G-A-R-E, Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, @gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram @therealgare, and that's the real, R-E-A-L, G-A-R-E, the real Gare on Instagram. Hit me up. I am so thankful that we have this platform. I'm so thankful that you're listening and you're engaging with me. It's been so great to talk to all of my fellow members on the Losers Bench and people thinking about it through social media and on Facebook. Thank you so much for the support. I will be back with another episode in the very near future with further updates as I go into weeks. We'll wrap up week 5, going into week 6 and 7, and so on. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your beautiful day. If you're driving to work and just waking up, choose to smile. It's going to be an amazing day. If this is the end of your day, you had a great day today, no matter what happened, no matter what other people's, you know, put on you. Don't let projected issues of other people affect you. Only you can affect how you feel, how you're going to do with this process, and how you're going to live your life to the fullest and to be the best that you can be on a daily basis. All right, I'm going. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Gary out.